and make forward contracts that balance out spikes in electric prices. What happened to the Fox Island electric supply following the supply interruptions of 2005 was that for 3 years, their prices spiked upwards. The cost of just buying their electricity from the mainland to be shipped out over the cable just went through the roof. And so they began to monitor their wind resource. It's very important to think about how far-sighted that was. The island communities of Maine, at the end of the 19th century, there were 300 year-round island communities. Today, there are 15. That kind of decline had occurred to a population of wildlife. There would be an endangered species program directed to try to understand that. But because it's happened to people, and we're so mobile, and until people stopped to think about it, it didn't strike people as, people have begun to focus on that. So these 15 year-round island communities pay 2 to 3 times the amount of money that you and I pay on the mainland and are really sensitive to these price spikes. Now, they came to the Island Institute and said, can you help us figure out whether or not we have a viable wind resource? A really smart question when you think about it, because at the end of the 19th century, what had built the wealth of the coast of Maine was wind power. During the era of commercial sail, it was wind that drove our economies. Basically, for the whole period of the 20th century, we have not been, we have not needed to harness that wind resource, which themselves, that, and they monitored that, and you saw the result. So the islands are this microcosm, and I want to leave my remarks with this question. I have a little demonstration for you. What the islanders asked themselves was, what's our best bet for the next 20 years? Do we bet on the price of fossil fuel, or do we bet on wind? So I want to ask you, which of these two containers do you think cost more?
The water.
A gallon of gasoline or this container, 2 gallons of water? Well, in fact, this water container costs more than this. And I want to ask you, how many of you think that for the next 20 years, that's going to happen? That ratio will continue. That's what the islanders asked themselves, and they said, probably not. Fossil fuels, probably not a good bet. And that's why they voted